Hello and welcome back once again to A Place to Grow. Every weekday, Pastor Stephen R. Hill of Spirit Life Church in Hurst, Texas has a life-changing message that will help you to determine God's destiny for your life. This program will help you to identify and use the gifts that God has given you. God has a wonderful plan for your life. Now here's Pastor Steve.
Today I want to talk about fasting, dreams, and prophetic direction. The Bible reveals that fasting with prayer generates a supernatural response in the realm of the Spirit. For example, God will answer our prayer request. At times, angels will be dispatched, opposition defeated, breakthroughs occur, danger is overturned, healing comes. I could go on and on, but my focus today is how fasting with prayer releases prophetic details and direction. And that's something we need right now, right here at the beginning of the year. We need God's clear direction. Let the church say amen. Well, the Bible says in Psalm 32 and 8 that God says, I will instruct you and teach you in the way that you should go. I will guide you with mine eye. Have you ever asked God to show you your future? Well, prayer, fasting, and faith are a key. And I want to give you a little testimony today of my own regarding hearing God's direction for your life. I was challenged in a church service over 30 years ago when the pastor who was teaching about the Holy Spirit said, based on the scripture where Jesus said the Holy Spirit will show you things to come, you know, you can ask God to show you your future. Well, I had been fasting once a week, and I really wanted the Lord to show me. I was actually fasting for direction. I went home after the service that day. I went into my closet and I said, Holy Spirit, will you please tell me something about my future? And as God is my witness, he gave me pages, several pages about the future and things that were going to happen in my life. One of the things he said was, you're going to be a pastor in this ministry. And I went back to church that evening, and as the service was moving forward, the senior pastor got up and he invited all the ministers around the altar and began to pray for them. And then when he came past me, he said, oh, you're going to be one of my pastors. And he said, did you know that? I said, I just found out this afternoon. Folks, I'm saying this to you. I'm sharing my testimony to say that what happened to me can happen to you. God is not a respecter of persons. God wants to reveal to you something about your future. You know, what if I had not responded to that message? You know what the Bible says? We have not because we ask not. Now, listen to me. God has a purpose. God has a plan for your life, and he wants you to ask him about that plan. Ask him for direction in your life. The Bible says in John 16 and 13, and this is the verse that the pastor was using, when the Holy Spirit of truth comes, he will guide you into all truth. He will not speak on his own, but he will tell you what he has heard. He will tell you about the future. Now, let me be clear. God is the only true source of prophetic knowledge about the future. In fact, he said in Isaiah chapter 46 and 9, for I alone am God, I am God, and there is no one like me. Only I can tell you the future before it happens, and everything that I plan will come to pass. Prophetic knowledge is referred to as hidden secrets in the Bible. Deuteronomy chapter 29 and 29, it says, the secret things belong to the Lord. And in Jeremiah 33 and 3, God said, ask me, and I will tell you remarkable secrets you do not know about things to come. Now, there's one thing you have to always remember about God. He is your Heavenly Father, and He loves you so much. And He knows everything about you. Before you were born, He knew your name. And I want to remind you that He wants to give you direction in your life. But He knows everything, as I said, about you. And that's an important thing to know. In Psalm 139 and 1, it says, Lord, you have searched me. You know all about me. You made my whole being. You formed me in my mother's body. All the days planned for me were written in your book before I was one day old. And then it goes on to say, how precious are your thoughts about me, O God. They cannot be numbered. I cannot even count them. They outnumber the grains of sand. You know, I was wondering if I was going to leave that last verse there. And the Lord said, leave it in there. Let them know I love them. Let them know that I care for them. That they are a part of my heart. Do you know that God loves you? Folks, you know, there's so many people who look at God in so many different ways. But our God is love. He created you because He loves you. He will take care of you. He wants to be a part of your everyday life. He seeks fellowship and companionship with you every single day. The psalmist said, how precious are your thoughts about me, O God. They cannot be numbered. That means God is thinking about us all the time. He's concerned about us all the time. He wants to talk to us all the time. You know, the Bible assures us that through Jesus Christ, we are the children of God. And I want to say something to you, even as we begin this year. Your greatest assignment in life is to discover your divine purpose and God's prophetic plan. Every person was given a purpose in life. Every individual has a divine plan that God has established for their lives. I want to begin by saying that you were created to be exceptional. God placed you in history to influence the world. You got to think more about yourself and understanding that you are here for a reason. There is a dynamic purpose for your life. And even as you get clearer direction from God, it will begin to take shape to send you into the places that you need to go and where you need to be to affect people in a positive way. In Jeremiah 29 and 11, it says, I know what I have planned for you, says the Lord. I have good plans, not plans to hurt you. I will give you hope and a good future. And when you are seeking for God's supernatural direction, it requires prayer and fasting. In Acts chapter 13 and 2, it talks about when a group of individuals got together and they were praying. It says, while they were worshiping the Lord and fasting, the Holy Spirit said, set apart for me Barnabas and Saul for the work that I've called them to. I want to just confirm to you that fasting strengthens prayer, elevating it into another level of worship and pursuing God. And you know what? God wants our relationship with Him to be hot, not to be lukewarm, but to be one where we love Him and we're seeking with all of our hearts. Listen to what the Lord says in Jeremiah 29 and 12. You will call to me and pray to me, and I will listen to you, and you will seek me and find me when you search for me with all of your heart. And then He gives this promise, I will be found of you. Listen, praying with all of your heart requires fasting. The Bible says, sanctify a fast and cry out to the Lord. Prophetic direction can be obtained by prayer and fasting, and that's the message God wants you to have today. Now, never seek the future through the occult. It opens the door to harassing demons. You know, one day, and this is a while ago, a young man called the church, and he asked me for prayer. And I said, so what's going on with you? He says, I'm hearing demons' voices, and they're tormenting me. I said, how did it begin? He said, I went to a fortune teller. I just went for fun. And now I'm hearing these demonic voices 24 hours a day, and I haven't slept for 3 days. Would you please pray for me? Well, I led him in a prayer of repentance and asking God to forgive him for doing those things, and I rebuked the evil spirits. Folks, listen, the Bible warns us about the occult. In Deuteronomy 18 and 10, it says, don't practice divination, sorcery, fortune telling, witchery, casting spells, holding seances, or functioning as mediums or psychic channeling with the dead. For people who do such things are an abomination to the Lord. They're cursed. Now, listen, I want to repeat, when it comes to finding out future things, only go to God. The prophet Daniel fasted and prayed to understand the future of his people. They were in captivity in Babylon at the time, and he went into the scriptures and he found information saying that soon they should be let free to return to their homeland. This is found in Daniel chapter 9 and 2, and it says, I, Daniel, was meditating on the scriptures according to the word of God and to the prophet Jeremiah. The number of years that Jerusalem had lie in ruins was 70, and the time was about to be fulfilled. So I turned to the Lord God and pleaded with him in prayer and fasting. I went on praying and confessing my sin and the sins of my people, pleading with the Lord my God for Jerusalem, his holy mountain. Daniel made prayer and fasting his priority when he wanted to know the future. He says, and as I was praying, the angel Gabriel, whom I had seen in an earlier vision, came swiftly to me, and it was the time of evening sacrifice. And he explained to me, Daniel, I have come to give you insight and understanding. Now, as the prophet Daniel continued to pursue even more information from the Lord, the next time he prayed and fasted for 21 days. I want to confirm this again and affirm this with you, that whenever you attempt to receive information about the future, there is going to be opposition against that knowledge coming to you. And that is the reason why you need to fast and pray. Jesus said some things only come through prayer and fasting. And knowing direction for our lives and the future are one of those things.
Thank you for joining us today for A Place to Grow. Here's Pastor Steve with a special invitation for you.
Hi, this is Pastor Steve, and each of us have a prophetic destiny. Every person born is simply searching for the why and the how of their existence. Everyone wants to know, why am I here, and how do I accomplish my true purpose? Well, the why and the how of our existence can only be found in God, our Creator. The Bible says, know that the Lord, He is God. It is He who has made us and not we ourselves. Your purpose is discovered by receiving Jesus Christ as Savior and Lord. And you will never gain greater satisfaction in life than to serve your true purpose. I want to personally invite you to our worship service this Sunday at 10 a.m. It's one of the ways that I know that you're listening. I would love to shake your hand and pray for you. I am certain that the service will encourage you and prepare you for the coming week. A church that's alive is worth the drive.
Spirit Life Church is located in the middle of the Mid-Cities at 1860 Precinct Line Road in Hearst. We offer a safe environment. Get more information at our website, aplacetogrow.org. Now let's get back into today's message.
It goes on to say in Daniel 10 and 2, in those days I, Daniel, was mourning for 3 full weeks. I ate no pleasant food, no meat or wine came to my mouth, nor did I anoint myself at all till the 3 whole weeks were fulfilled. I looked up, and to my surprise, I saw a man dressed in a linen garment with a belt of pure gold around his waist. His body was glistening, and he looked like sculptured precious stone. His face was radiant. His eyes were bright and penetrating like torches. His arms and his feet glistened like polished bronze, and his voice was deep. And it sounded like a huge choir of voices. And the man said to me, "Daniel, you are very precious to God. So listen carefully to what I have to say to you. Stand up, for I have been sent to you. And since the first day that you began to pray for understanding and to humble yourself before God, your request was heard, and I came. But for 21 days, the spirit prince of the kingdom of Persia blocked my way." Daniel had prayed and he had been fasting that God will give him information about the future of his people. And an evil principality, an evil angel over the country of Persia, now Iran, wrestled with God's angelic messenger. Well, Daniel had continued to pray. Now remember, the angel said, from the first day, God sent the answer. But Daniel kept praying for 21 days. And within that 21-day period, God sent another angel. He sent the angel Michael, the archangel, to fight against this evil prince. And as a result, Daniel was able to receive his answer. In fact, the Bible says, "Then Michael, one of the archangels, came to help me, and I left him there with the spirit prince of the kingdom of Persia fighting." Now, I am here to explain what will happen to your people in the future. For this vision concerns a time yet to come. When you want to know the future, God wants you to fast and pray. I'm sharing this because right now, most of you are fasting and praying. And this is interesting, and this is important for you to understand, because it's during this time that when you speak to God and ask the Lord about your future, about the direction of your life, about your mission, your assignment, God will speak to you as you just continue to believe and have faith and listen to what he has to say. You know, the prophet Elijah was threatened with death after a mighty victory over the false prophets of Jezebel. Many of you remember the story. He got before all Israel who had been serving this false god named Baal. Jezebel had 450 prophets, false prophets, by the way, who had been leading the people astray. And the Lord told him to go and have a showdown. And he went and he had a showdown, and he said, "Let God be God. Let the real God be God." Well, he said, "Choose a sacrifice. Don't light any fire under it, and prepare it and pray to your God Baal. And let's see if anything happens." Well, they did that. The Bible says all day long they were shouting and jumping, and even started cutting themselves, and nothing happened under their sacrifice. Elijah said, "Well, now it's my turn." And then he got a sacrifice and he put it out. And the Bible says he took buckets of water to put on top of that sacrifice to show that it was wet. And then he prayed this prayer and he said to the Lord, "If you are the God of this people, show yourself by signs and wonders. Accept this sacrifice that we're giving to you." The Bible says, and the fire of God fell from heaven. It consumed the sacrifice, all the water, and even the dirt that was around it. And the people then fell on their faces and said, "The Lord is God." Well, because of that, the Bible tells us that Elijah took the prophets of Baal and they brought them down to the brook of Kishon, and he slew them all there. Well, when Ahab, the king, got home, he told Jezebel about it, and she was very upset about it. And she sent Elijah a message, and she said to him, "I will make sure you are dead by tomorrow." And as a result of that, Elijah had to get out of town. He fled for his life. And he went on a journey to the mountain of God because he needed to know what was next in his life. Now, Elijah was on his way to talk with God about direction, but he took no food. He took no water. He just let out knowing I've got to talk to God and I'm believing God to give me the next step in my journey with him. In 1 Kings 19 and 5, the Bible says he lay down and he slept under a broom tree. But as he was sleeping, an angel touched him and told him, get up and eat. So he looked around and he saw some baked bread on hot stones and a jar of water. So he ate and he drank and he went back to sleep. The Bible says, and then the angel of the Lord came again and touched him and said, get up and eat some more, for the journey ahead is too much for you. So he got up and he ate again. And the Bible says, and the food was enough to give him strength to travel for 40 days and 40 nights to Mount Sinai, the Mount of God. So for 40 days and 40 nights now, he's fasting because he wants to get into the presence of God. He wants God to give him direction for his life. I am saying this over and over because God wants you to know that there's something he has to tell you. And in times of prayer and fasting, that is the time he will release information to you about your future. Now, when he reached his destination, God gave him prophetic direction for the rest of his life. God said to him, go back the way you came through the desert of Damascus, and when you get there, anoint Hazael, make him the king of Aram. Then anoint Jehu, make him the king over Israel. Finally, anoint Elisha to succeed as your prophet. You know, there are many people right now who are still waiting for direction from God and divine intervention, who are waiting because they haven't fasted. I believe that God is trying to tell you something today. That's the reason why you're listening to this message. This is not by accident that you're hearing this message. It's because of the time. And it's because God wants to reveal himself to you in a time-specific way. Now, I mentioned last time that God speaks to us in dreams. And I just want to give you just a few more details about that, because in this book of Daniel, we see Daniel praying and asking God for direction through prayer and fasting, and God responding through dreams. In fact, God was speaking to the king over and over about his life through dreams.
This concludes part one of the message today. Join us tomorrow for part two.
Thank you for joining us today for A Place to Grow. We're so grateful for your continued support and listenership. If you've been blessed by our ministry, we humbly ask that you consider helping us keep this daily broadcast on the air by making a donation. Your contribution will make all the difference. To give, simply visit our website at aplacetogrow.org. Every gift helps us continue spreading the message of hope and encouragement. May God richly bless you, and we look forward to being with you again tomorrow. The title of the message for today is Fasting, Dreams, and Prophetic Direction. This is part one.
This is Pastor Steve, and I don't know what you're going through today, but perhaps you're feeling just a little bit down. Others are feeling really depressed. I want to pray a prayer that God will strengthen you, that his hope will brighten your soul and your mind, and that joy will come into your heart right now. Father, your word says, cast me not away from your presence, and take not your Holy Spirit from me. Restore to me the joy of my salvation, and uphold me. Father, I pray right now for people who are feeling sad, people are feeling depressed, people are just feeling down because of some situation, some circumstance. I rebuke the attack on their lives. And Lord, Father, I pray for the joy of the Lord. Lord, one of the fruit of the Spirit is joy. Let their joy return. in the name of Jesus. Strengthen them, help them, bless them, be with them. We just thank you today for the answer. We thank you that all is well. Bless them and bless their families today. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you for being with us today for A Place to Grow. We're honored to have you with us and look forward to seeing you at our Spirit-filled worship service every Sunday morning at 10 a.m. At Spirit Life Church, we strive to create a welcoming and safe space for everyone to experience God's presence. Stay connected with us throughout the week by visiting our Spirit Life Church International YouTube channel and Facebook page, where you'll find uplifting messages and lots more. Spirit Life Church is located at 1860 Precinct Line Road in Hearst, Texas. For more details, head to our website at aplacetogrow.org. And don't forget to join us every weekday at 4 p.m. and on Sunday afternoons at 2:30 right here on Bible School Radio, 91.3 KDKR.